now proudly presented on SNME. That's Sunday Night's Main Event. Patreon and free feed.
We just people from the north side. Once the Timmy's hit the shore fine. Winter ready on the four ties. Heavy traffic during 4-5. Gotta hustle on the own time. Color people every port side. We just people from the north side. Once the Timmy's hit the shore fine.
Hey guys, what's going on? It's your host, your boy George Mackay. I'm sitting here live post-match with the one and only, actually the two and only, one of my favorite tag teams all time, hands down, straight up. Followed you guys from NXT to TNA to wherever you follow your goals, follow each other now. But Flash Morgan Webster, Mark Andrews, Subculture. Guys, you have no idea how jacked I am to be sitting down with you guys right now.
We're excited to be here.
Oh, I appreciate that. So my first question is, NXT UK, it was an eye-opening experience for a lot of talent in the UK to get more well-known here in North America. Even though its run was short, I think its run was impactful in pro wrestling. What do you guys feel about that? Am I wrong or am I right?
Yeah, I definitely couldn't agree more. As you said, it was short, but you just have to look at the lasting impact it's had. The amount of people that came from NXT UK now are on the main roster, like the likes of Rhea Ripley, Gunther, JD Madonna, Pete Dunne, Tyler Bates, like all those people. WrestleMania was littered with Pretty Deadly, littered with so many. I could keep on naming them, but outside of that as well, as you said, like, we're here today in Canada, Subculture was part of that, of course Trent Seven also part of that. So again, that impact is seen still far and wide.
I compare NXT UK and kind of making you guys all household names over here to like the British Invasion of the 60s, but you guys had your own British Invasion in pro wrestling. You guys were like the Beatles of professional wrestling.
It was a cool time, wasn't there? I think it was 2016, the first time we all went over for PWG, where, the one that Zack Sabre won. That onwards from there, right, you did it like the next year or the year after that. There was this real boom of British wrestling, especially in like America and Canada. Like, we did the Progress Tour years ago, right? And the crowds that were coming out for a British promotion, it was wild. So, yeah.
So you're here now, Destiny World Wrestling. How has your experience overall been here at Destiny, from dealing with Emilio, the booking process, to that incredible match? You guys had an easily hands-down match of the night. You guys versus Fighter Flight and Alexi Nicole, Danny Luna, you six lit it up. I actually said it on commentary, six of the baddest professional wrestlers in one ring at one time. It was fucking insane.
I appreciate that, yeah. Destiny's absolutely fantastic. Like, it has a cool vibe about it. Emilio's pushing the boundaries, trying to get like world status, trying to get all the eyes on this product. You can tell tonight he brought in Subculture, Kenta, Santana, Trent Seven. Like, the names go on. I know that he's going on to do bigger and better things, but yeah, the entire experience has been great. From the fans, super respectful, super lovely, everyone here just putting in a shift. And yeah, from the start to finish, dealing with him, travel, everything, has been world class. It really has. So yeah, I can't praise him enough.
Yeah, I really do hope we're coming back sometime soon. Destiny fans, as soon as you want us back, tag Destiny. We want to come back ASAP, because tonight's been awesome.
We want you back. I want you back. It was an honor to call your match tonight. I mean, you guys didn't get to hear me on commentary. You hear it on the playback. But now sitting next to me, how's my voice? Do I have a commentary swag about me? I'm trying to get over.
It depends on how much you complimented us, you know?
I pretty much said you guys were everything.
Well, then you definitely have swag.
Yeah, you're the goat. You're the goat.
Suck it, JR. I'm the goat. Amazing. All right, I got to talk about TNA. I was actually in the house when you guys won the TNA Tag Team Champions. It was incredible for me. My wife was like, oh, I didn't like that match. I was like, well, you don't know professional wrestling, because these guys are, my wife and I differ on a lot of things. I love her, she loves me, but when it comes to professional wrestling, she likes who she likes, and she thought you guys got lucky that night. In response to my wife, what do you want to say? And I'm okay if you say that she's horrible.
Well, there you go.
She is right.
I'd like to say that, well, maybe we got lucky that night, but the next time we stepped in the ring was we were against ABC, and we retained the belts, and then we took those championships all the way around Europe, defense after defense after defense, the first tag team to ever defend those championships in Wales. So maybe we got lucky that night, maybe we did, but you can't deny that ring was impactful. 4 or 5 title defenses under our belts. So yeah, what about that, your wife?
Yeah, honey, I love you. I'm not sleeping on the couch tonight.
Oh, you are.
So would you guys, I mean, I don't know the situation with TNA right now. I know you guys are or currently aren't under contract. It was just a short-term deal. Is the relationship still very good? Is the door open to return?
We hope so, yeah. I mean, we loved working in TNA. We had a very, very kind of short, like very loose contractual agreement with them last year. But unfortunately, we couldn't we couldn't agree on a deal last year, right? However, we left the place in very good, what's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, exactly, yeah. So, great terms with TNA. We loved it our time there. I really hope we get to do it again soon.
Yeah, I said recently in another podcast, I was like we were under contract for 5 years for me. Was it 6 years for you?
Yeah,
6 for you. And in that time, we had great highs, we did. We also had some lows. So we're in a different stage of our lives than we were 5-6 years ago. For us now, wherever we sign, wherever we go, we are doing it because we want to do it. Again, we're here today in Destiny. We went to TNA. Like, when we show up places, we're there because we generally want to be there. So again, we would love to have been in TNA, but for us, the deal at the time and what was going happening and what was going on in our lives didn't actually work for us. So we are looking to kind of make sure that wherever we go, we're doing it for the passion, for the love, and for like our families, and making sure it's right for us. So yeah, doors open, and hopefully we can sort something out. But if not, wherever we end up next, know that we're there because we want to be there.
I love that. You're there because you want to be, and you guys love professional wrestling. Now, I do have to ask, because I'm actually interested, and since it's my show, I can ask pretty much what I want. Now that Triple H is helming creative, Triple H was a big factor in NXT UK and everything that was involved in there. Is the door open to return to WWE if the time was right and if there was an ability for you guys to work there under your terms? Would the door be open for a return there?
I mean, our doors would be open, I'm pretty sure, right? You know, but I don't know if there is currently a door open between us and them. But yeah, I mean, I had a wonderful time working for WWE, and although it ended slightly, I guess, sourly on our end, it doesn't mean that I wouldn't return there. It's the biggest wrestling company in the world, you know, and you've kind of got to follow where wrestling is seen the most, you know what I mean? Because that's where you want to be seen by as many people as possible. So the door for me would definitely still be open if they were ever interested.
Yeah, you said if the terms were right for us, well, we'd be silly if the terms weren't right for us to, you know, if they're offering this fucking big stuff, you know, we'd go after that. But yeah, as Mark said, I think the door would be open when it came to TNA. So yeah, this was like me and him spoke and chatted about it, and we decided as a team what works for us, because this is what we want to do. We believe that we're one of the best tag teams in the world, so we want to be there showcasing that. So I think, the door's definitely open. We'd be interested, but it would be a conversation we'd have to sit down and have a chat about, wouldn't it?
Again, I love that. I think you guys, Ashton, your answers are honest, they're real, they're passionate. And that's the one thing that I love about these conversations that we have, because I could say it's an interview, but it's not. It's really a conversation. We're just hanging out, shooting the shit. I mean, I'm learning about you guys, which is what I love the most. Now, I got to say, the energy that you guys bring to the ring, the fact that you literally have that no-can-do attitude, that you're just going to go out there and use your body as a weapon. Is there any crazy shit that you've done in your career that you look back and you're like, fuck, maybe I should have thought that one through a little bit more?
Any of you?
Well, it's probably loads. There probably is loads. I feel like for me, you kind of try to block those moments out. So, again, we're on the spot here. But also as well, I like to say, like, sometimes I will do stuff and be like, very rarely do I come back and be like, oh, I'm never doing that again. Yeah. But when, like, usually if I have said that, within about 6 months, I'm contemplating doing it again. So maybe I wouldn't be as banged up if that wasn't the case, but I think maybe nothing's truly off the table.
Yeah. I mean, I have one moment I regret is falling off a ladder in Wembley Arena for Progress and falling onto one which had ridged edges. That is the one that comes to mind as the only thing I really regretted, landing on that ladder. Other than that, I've been pretty chuffed of all of our high flow stuff, yeah. So, yeah.
And my final questions, and I'll let you guys go after that. Subculture. The name, everything like that. What was that for you guys in terms of the creativity to call yourselves a subculture?
We originally called ourselves South Wales Subculture, right? Had a great ring to it. And I guess the reason behind it was that at the time we were from like different subcultures outside of wrestling. Me from very much like punk rock, pop punk kind of scene, and you from like the indie music scene, right, and the kind of mod music scene. So we're like, oh, it kind of works out because we're from South Wales and we're in subcultures. Then obviously we ended up dropping the name and Danny joined, and it kind of made even more sense then, right, because she was also from a separate kind of subculture. So yeah, it just felt like something that could represent our brand and like who we are, kind of as real people, but especially in wrestling with our characters as well.
Yeah, and one thing I don't think we really thought about, but after it became the name, it's really kind of led into it, is that like the word subculture is used quite a lot by wrestling fans. They talk about wrestling subculture and, you know, all those different subcultures within wrestling, you know, fandom and stuff like that. So I guess like we're here to say that not only is it like, you know, indie mod culture and pop punk and then punk with Danny and stuff like that, but there's also, you know, wrestling as a subculture as well. We represent everyone who loves that subculture, who is a part of a subculture, who is someone who's like, you know, stands out from the crowd, is a little bit different, and but wants to feel like they're part of something. Yeah, we represent all them.
I love that. I love that. And a bonus question, because when I introduced my little girl to you guys, who's a big fan of you guys, you actually pointed out that my daughter has a Billie Eilish shirt, and Danny agreed that it was cool.
Yep.
Are you guys Billie Eilish fans?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite Billie Eilish song? I know she's over there probably brimming right now. Do you have a favorite?
The one for the James Bond movie.
Oh,
so okay.
No time to die. No time to die. Look at that. Look at that.
Look how happy she is.
I say this though, but the song, what's the Barbie song called? What was that? Oh,
that is a bad
one. Her performance on the Oscars was unreal. So good. So good. Literally, she performed it, and I just turned to the wife and was like, she has to win the Oscar, doesn't she? And she did. Outstanding. But who doesn't love Bad Guy, right?
What's the other one?
My favorite one is All Good Girls Go to Hell.
There you go, another banger.
Banger after banger.
Banger after banger, man.
Banger after banger, banger, after, banger, banger, banger. After banger.
Now you have cemented yourself as her favorite pro wrestlers for life.
Look
that's
at that.
It.
Fantastic.
That's goals right there, guys. The mini host is all about you.
Appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Flash Morgan Webster, Mark Andrews, an incredible short conversation. I can't wait to do it again down the line. Peace, love, and wrestling. This is Bucket List Moment for me. I'm geeking out. Destiny Wrestling. Thank you, guys. Peace out. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, guys.
Gentlemen, I appreciate it so much.
Thank you so much for watching. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, and turn on that notification bell so you get notified each time we post a video. Alternatively, you can check us out on all podcast platforms and hosted on Podbean. We are also available on the SNME Network. That's the Sunday Nights Main Event Patreon. Please feel free to check us out there as well. And don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at @StraightTalk on Twitter, at Straight Talk Wrestling on Instagram, Straight Talk Wrestling on Facebook, Straight Talk Wrestling on TikTok. And of course, you can check out all our merch at ProWrestlingTees.com.
I don't need a nigga cosign. Without the liquor, you become a victim. You ain't never got a pole mine. I ain't messing with this generation. Fuck your gender, I ain't got...